KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies. It's 35 degrees. We look for light rain or drizzle here in the Atlantic area today, a high near 40. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex packs. There is a winter weather advisory in effect until noon today for Harrison, Shelby, and Monona counties for periods of freezing drizzle that could cause travel difficulties and limited visibility. Also, a freezing rain advisory until noon for Audubon, Guthrie, Carroll, Crawford, and Sac counties for freezing rain or freezing drizzle that will cause travel difficulties. Again, slow down and use caution while driving in the freezing rain advisory and winter weather advisory counties. In our news this morning, a man from Missouri was injured during a single vehicle accident Sunday afternoon in Shelby County. The Iowa State Patrol reports 21-year-old Brendan Matthew Moore of Excelsior Springs, Missouri, was traveling north on Highway 59 at around 3:45 p.m. when he fell asleep at the wheel of his 2006 Chevy Cobalt. After the car drifted onto the shoulder of the road, Moore overcorrected, sending the vehicle out of control. It spun across the median and across the southbound lanes of Highway 59 before sliding down an embankment and rolling over. The car hit a chain link fence before coming to rest on its top on the Regional Waters property. Moore, who was wearing his seatbelt, was transported by Avoca Rescue to Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office says a man from Nebraska was arrested Sunday afternoon on a warrant out of Mills County. 31-year-old Jared Wayne Gatlin of Bellevue, Nebraska, was pulled over at around 1:45 p.m. Gatlin was taken into custody on a Mills County warrant for contempt of court, the bond for which was set at $2,500. Gatlin was turned over to Mills County deputies. And Red Oak police say 37-year-old Philip Michael Eshelman of Red Oak was arrested just before 8 p.m. Sunday for driving while barred. He was brought to Montgomery County Jail and held on $300 bond. A search warrant executed Saturday in Shelby County during an ongoing investigation resulted in the discovery of a marijuana growing operation and four arrests. The Shelby County Sheriff's Office reports deputies executed the warrant at 2036 Timber Road in rural Manila. Four people living in the home were taken into custody. They were identified as 48-year-old Cheryl Gorka, 51-year-old Randall Ballard, 21-year-old Alexander Gorka, and 20-year-old Sophia Kurtz. The suspects were charged with manufacture of marijuana, possession of marijuana, possession of paraphernalia, and gathering where controlled substances were used, along with child endangerment. Police in Council Bluffs are investigating a shooting incident that took place early Sunday morning. Just after 1 a.m., officers were dispatched to the Underground Bar at 28 South 29th Street in Council Bluffs for a disturbance involving about 20 people in a parking lot. As officers were responding to the call, they were advised shots had been fired and a person possibly had been hit. Upon arrival, officers made contact with one of the security guards, who had sustained a gunshot wound to his back. The 20-year-old from Omaha was transported by rescue squad to Creighton University Medical Center. His injuries were not believed to be life-threatening. The case remains an open investigation, and anyone with information about the incident is urged to call Crime Stoppers at 712-328-7867 or the Council Bluffs Police Department Criminal Investigations Division at 712-328-4728. Police in Red Oak arrested one person Saturday night and investigated a hit-and-run accident. Officials say 26-year-old Devin Lee Miller of Clarinda was arrested at around 10:30 p.m. Saturday for driving while suspended, a simple misdemeanor. Miller was transported to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center, where her bond was set at $300. And Red Oak police say a 2010 Ford Mustang belonging to Janet Norris of Red Oak was legally parked in the 1000 block of Miller Avenue when it was struck on the rear driver's side by an unknown vehicle. The damage amounted to about $2,500. The accident, which happened sometime before 8 p.m. Saturday, remained under investigation. Officials of the Iowa State Patrol said a Madison County teen's life was saved by the use of her seatbelt Saturday night. 16-year-old Ariana Snell of St. Charles was driving a 2012 Toyota Prius westbound on the Truro Blacktop Road about 2 miles east of Interstate 35 when the car went out of control on a curve where the blacktop meets the gravel on the road. The car rolled several times before coming to rest in a ditch. The accident happened around 7:50 p.m. Saturday. Snell was transported by New Virginia Rescue to Mercy West Hospital in Des Moines. There was no immediate report on her condition. And Audubon Police Chief Matt Starmer reports two arrests took place over the past couple of weeks. Starmer says 29-year-old Dane Christian Larson of Audubon was arrested December 16th and 19th, both times on warrants for failure to appear in court. And on December 23rd, 34-year-old Isaiah Lee Getz of Carroll was arrested for operating a motor vehicle while intoxicated. In our funeral announcements this morning, Helen Barta, age 105, who's formerly of Persia, died Wednesday in David City, Nebraska. A massive Christian burial for Helen Barta will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Mary's of Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Irvin Aim, age 92 of Greenfield, died Wednesday at the Adair County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Irvin Aim will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Harold Nissen, age 87, of Kimbleton, died Wednesday in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Harold Nissen will be tomorrow at 11:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Kimbleton. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has the arrangements. Jeanette Keyes, age 94, of Atlantic, died Friday at the Cass County Hospital. Graveside services for Jeanette Keyes will be held Tuesday at 2 o'clock in the Atlantic Cemetery. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Dorothy Peterson, age 91, who's formerly of Audubon, died last Thursday in Fairview, Tennessee. Funeral services for Dorothy Peterson will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Alma Wilberding, age 76, of Papillion, Nebraska, died Saturday in Papillion. A massive Christian burial for Alma Wilberding will be Wednesday at 10:30 at St. Peter's Catholic Church in Defiance. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Timothy Lee Heilig, age 69, of Avoca, died Saturday at his home. Funeral services for Timothy Heilig will be held on Thursday at 10:30 at the Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Louis Chapman, age 91, of Wyota, died December 26th. Funeral services for Louis Chapman will be Thursday at 10:30 at the Messina United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has the arrangements. Kent Muller, age 74, of Griswold, has died. A memorial service for Kent Muller will be on Friday at 4 o'clock at the Atlantic United Methodist Church. Recon Dune Funeral Home of Griswold is in charge of the arrangements. And Charlotte Shepherd, age 81, of Walnut, died Thursday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. Memorial services for Charlotte Shepherd will be Saturday at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Walnut. Polly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca is in charge of the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic, the prices you need, the service you deserve.